Lebanon's internal strife is a big source of anxiety for the Middle East as a whole. Another source is Iran. Many Sunni Arab countries are worried about Iran's influence on Shiites in Lebanon and Iraq. Those Arab neighbors are also worried about Tehran's disputed nuclear program. A new report out this week warns that concern over Iran could spark nuclear proliferation in the Middle East. The World's Aaron Schachter reports.
The report from the International Institute for Strategic Studies basically says it's not just the United States and Israel who are worried about a nuclear Iran. At least 13 Middle Eastern countries are actively seeking nuclear technology. While all the countries seeking nukes spoke about nuclear power as a way to generate cheaper electricity, there's little question that politics plays a big role. Mark Fitzpatrick authored the report. He says regional fear of a Sunni-Shiite imbalance is not new, but Iran's continued intransigence is really raising hackles among Sunni states.
If Iran's purpose is really to have a nuclear power program to produce energy for its economy, the offer of state-of-the-art nuclear technology would be a much better way to seek it by cooperating with the rest of the world rather than defying the Security Council. And in the worst-case analysis, it could theoretically, by the end of 2009, produce enough highly enriched uranium for one nuclear weapon.
Fitzpatrick says fear of a nuclear Iran could create, as he puts it, a regional cascade of proliferation. States like Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Turkey don't want to be caught off guard or lose status and influence in the region.
I don't see any threat or danger of developing these programs for a very simple reason.
Mustafa Alani is with the Gulf Research Center in Dubai.
All these programs from North Africa to Arabia declared going to be under the international community supervision and going to be under the IAEA monitoring. So the peaceful purpose of these programs, there's no doubt about it.
But critics question whether the IAEA, International Atomic Energy Agency, can really monitor countries effectively. Iran, after all, is under IAEA supervision. Shlomo Brom is a retired Israeli brigadier general and an analyst with the Institute for National Security Studies in Tel Aviv.
It doesn't seem that the world was so far capable of doing much. How can we presume that the next stage, when there will be additional proliferating states, the so-called world, will be more effective?
Brom and his colleagues in Israel have been warning for years about the dangers of Iran and nuclear proliferation in the Middle East. Part of their concern is strategic, and part is simple safety. Some countries in the region aren't known for their exacting construction standards. Even so, Israel itself has a nuclear program, and Brom admits that every country has a right to nuclear power. The question is how that right can be balanced with regional safety. It's a question Brom can't answer.
I don't have, you know, a recipe, a kind of solution that will be easily implemented and will solve the problem.
The report from the International Institute for Strategic Studies suggests the answer lies in constant vigilance, both by the International Atomic Energy Agency and the business community. After all, there are only a few countries with the know-how to build and maintain nuclear facilities. The report suggests technicians from those countries could be called upon to ensure that the technology is used only to generate electricity as intended. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter.